part of the third movement of a piece by composer Ted Hearn. It's called Furtive Movements, and it takes a little while for it to come in, but it features the drum kit, which is not an instrument that we often associate with classical music. Welcome to Relevant Tones. I'm Seth Bosted. I'm calling today's show Drum Kit, Problem Child. It's because it has been somewhat of a problem child for those of us in classical music radio. It's not exactly associated with Beethoven or Mozart. It's very much associated with rock and jazz, and there are some people who even think of it as the dividing line between what is and isn't classical music. And yet, here in the modern era, not surprisingly, there are a lot of composers who are drawn to the drum kit and are using it in their compositions, both as a way of paying homage to rock and jazz, which they may have grown up listening to, but also just for the sounds that the drum kit can produce. And if you think about it, it's not really a surprise. I mean, what is the drum kit except an assemblage of some of the more common percussion instruments? They put them on stands and keep them easily at hand or at foot, as it were. And so it's not surprising that composers would be drawn to this, but it's not something that we heard prior to the modern era. So on today's show, I'm going to feature a lot of different composers who I think are using the drum kit in some startlingly original ways. I opened the program with a piece by Ted Hearn, and we're going to return to that piece momentarily. But let's have a piece by Stephen Snowden called For So Long It's Not True. This is a reference to the great drummer from Led Zeppelin, John Bonham. And actually, we're going to have another homage to Bonham a little bit later in the program. But first, we'll hear Steve Snowden's take on this great drummer. I'm going to read the program notes that he sent me. I wrote this piece based on one of my favorite songs, Dazed and Confused, recorded by Led Zeppelin in 1968. I took the title for the piece from its first line, "Been dazed and confused for so long, it's not true," and nearly every musical aspect of this work is derived from that song in some way. Along with melodic and rhythmic components from the original recording, I've incorporated reconstructions of more abstract musical elements like vocal style, guitar tone, and drum fill patterns. Let's have a listen to Alarmal Sound, the ensemble for which the piece was written, performed For So Long It's Not True by Stephen Snowden. Peyton McDonald is our drummer. That's music by Stephen Snowden, inspired by Led Zeppelin. We heard For So Long It's Not True, a reference to their song Dazed and Confused. We heard Alarm Will Sound, and Peyton McDonald was our drummer. I'm featuring the drum kit on today's Relevant Tones. Before I play the next piece that's an homage to John Bonham, let's have a listen to the man himself. What is it about John Bonham that so inspired these composers? We're going to listen to the opening of one of the songs that inspired the next piece. This is the very beginning of When the Levee Breaks. Listen to this incredible sound that Bonham gets from his instrument. It's just the very opening of When the Levee Breaks. You hear those drums come in, and if you know Led Zeppelin at all, you know exactly who is behind the drum set, and you know also why, when he died, they never replaced him. There is no substitute for John Bonham. That incredible sound that he gets from the drum set, well, I just don't think it can be replicated exactly. Well, let's have a listen now to a piece that was inspired by that sound. This is called Bonham. It's for a percussion ensemble of 8 players, and we're going to hear references to When the Levee Breaks and several other Led Zeppelin songs. Here's percussion NRW performing Bonham by Christopher Rouse.
Thank you.
That's music by Christopher Rouse, who is a very distinguished composer in the academic classical tradition. But here he is, writing a work inspired by John Bonham. Really a case of worlds colliding. I think it's absolutely wonderful that the legendary rock drummer would inspire this titan of modern music. The piece is called Bonham, again by Christopher Rouse, performed by Percussion NRW. We've had a couple of pieces now inspired by rock and roll. Let's turn to a piece that's inspired by jazz. This is by composer John Elmquist, who's also a pianist, a bassist, and leader of the big band Hard Art Group, although calling them a big band is hardly doing them justice. And in a way, calling John a composer is hardly doing him justice. He's so many things at once. A friend of mine one time called the Hard Art Group the New Yorker brought to life. I think it's an absolutely wonderful way to describe this organization. The themes that John touches on in his music are exactly the kinds of things you might read in the New Yorker. And I think the piece that I'm going to play is a great example of this. It's called Treehouse. It's from a larger 60-minute fantasy called Choke Point. The inspiration is a tragic tale of an 11-year-old boy who goes into his backyard to build a treehouse, but unfortunately becomes entangled in ropes and perishes. And John uses this to explore greater themes like children building secret places, the human urge to climb things, and this idea that he's building a treehouse, but unfortunately it's also doubling as his coffin. Let's have a listen. This is Treehouse from Choke Point, music by John Elmquist, and we're going to hear the Hard Art Group. Our drummer is Tom Hipskind.
Choose a color, temperature cool, pick a flavor, take a number, screw it all together now, everyone loves a tower. Swing a saw, draw a hammer, tie a tight, tight line, measure once, cut twice, spin a nail, drive a pile, wrench a chisel by the tail. Do the numbers, orbit the spot, shifting the shape or thickening the plot. Turn it, screw it all together and cry out. Choose a lamp, everyone loves a tower of sickness. Building closets to keep your secrets in. Shades exposed to shadows in the darker rooms. Raking in the dust of bluish master plans. Winding timbers, rust that twist is high enough.
Just get a little bit of
it's music by the one and only John Elmquist. I think he has a very signature sound. Music inspired by jazz, but there's so much else going on. That's a piece called Treehouse we heard performed there by his band, the Hard Art Group. Tom Hipskind was the drummer. You're listening to Relevant Tones, a show featuring the music of contemporary composers. Today's show is Drum Kit, Problem Child, featuring music by composers who are increasingly incorporating the drum kit into their compositions. For our podcast and streaming versions of this and all previous episodes, you can visit relevanttones.com. Today's show features music by composers who are incorporating the drum kit into their compositions. I started the first half by playing composers who are inspired by rock and jazz, and I think that inspiration was very, very clear in the music that I played. But I'm going to feature some composers now who, while they may indeed be inspired by rock or jazz, are, I think, incorporating the drum kit into their pieces more for the coloristic sound that they can get from the kit. The first piece I want to play is by Ted Hearn. It's called Furtive Movements. We opened the program with a little bit of the third movement, but we have time now to feature all of the first and second movements. I really love the way that he's using the kit here. There are definitely some rock patterns, but there's so much more going on. This is very much a composed piece. I would argue that this is absolutely a classical piece of music. It has form, it has structure, development, all of those things that we associate with classical music. It's just that the percussion is going to be a drum kit. Here are Ron Wiltrout, drums, and Ashley Bathgate, cello, to perform the first and second of the Furtive Movements by Ted Hearn. Thank you. so many sounds he gets out of two instruments, the drum kit and the cello. And that is the first and second part of Furtive Movements by composer Ted Hearn. We heard Ron Wiltrout on the drums and Ashley Bathgate cello. I think it's a great example of what I'm talking about, a piece that's very much composed, has form and structure, development, all of these things that we associate with the classical style of composing and yet using the drum kit. Let's feature now a composer who is also himself a drummer. This is a great project by Chicago composer Brian Baxter. It's called Book of Drum. It's all drum solos, but they're not self-indulgent drum solos. If you're thinking to yourself, I don't know if I could listen to an entire album of drum solos. These are all tightly composed pieces. They explore the timbres and sounds of the drum kit in really interesting ways. Absolutely a wonderful project. I'm going to feature a movement called A Message from the French Embassy. Here's Brian Baxter to perform his own music from Book of Drum. Thank you. It's music exploring the solo drum kit, composed music for the drum kit by Brian Baxter, who is also the performer. It's interesting to me because when we hear the drum kit, I really do think our first thoughts are popular music, rock or jazz, because it's so closely associated with that. And yet here is Brian exploring the drum kit from a composer's perspective. It's from Book of Drum, and we heard the movement, A Message from the French Embassy. Let's have a listen now to a piece that was written for a new music ensemble that includes a drummer. This is an ensemble that is pretty confident that there will be a lot of pieces, including drum kit. I'm talking about Ensemble Newspeak out of New York City with drummer David T. Little, himself an accomplished composer. The piece is by Missy Mazzoli, and it's called In Spite of All This. It was written in 2005, which she says was a time of national and global upheaval. And she was especially inspired by a quote from Howard Zinn, in which he says, "The artist transcends the immediate, transcends the here and now, transcends the madness of the world, transcends terrorism and war." Here's In Spite of All This by Missy Mazzoli, performed by Newspeak.
Thank you.
Music inspired by a quote that says that art can transcend the troubles of the world. And I think it's absolutely an uplifting response to what the composer has said was a troubled time in world history in 2005. We don't feel weighed down by this music at all. It's a very beautiful, optimistic, artistic response to the ever-present troubles in the world. It's In Spite of All This by Missy Mazzoli. And of course, it also features wonderful use of the drum kit. We heard Newspeak Ensemble performing, and David T. Little was our drummer. You can always tell when an instrument is coming into its own, whether we're talking about the saxophone, the double bass, the viola, the banjo, or in this case, the drum set, when composers start to write concertos for that instrument. And sure enough, we're now seeing concertos popping up for the drum set. Let's hear an excerpt from one such concerto for the drum set. This is by Eric Moe. The piece is called Kick and Ride. It's in two movements, and we're going to hear as much as we can get of the first movement, the cracked tune that Kronos sings. This is actually a line from a William Butler Yeats poem. The Boston Modern Orchestra Project performs, Gil Rose conducting, and Robert Schultz is our drum set soloist. Thank you. Concerto written for drum kit and orchestra. As I said, I really think that's the best way within the classical world to know that an instrument is coming into its own when composers start to write a concerto for it. And what a great concerto by Eric Moe. We heard Kick and Ride. That was an excerpt of the first movement, the cracked tune that Kronos sings. The Boston Modern Orchestra project was led by Gil Rose, and our soloist was Robert Schultz. Well, that's our show today. I was kind of joking when I had the title, Drum Kit Problem Child, but you know, it really is considered that way, I think, not only for classical music radio stations, but for classical music concert programmers as well. As soon as the drum kit makes an appearance, a lot of people think it's no longer classical music, and perhaps the drum kit will never quite entirely overcome its association with rock and jazz music, but I think we made a very convincing case today that it works equally well in the classical idiom. Relevant Tones is produced by Jesse McCorders, with special thanks to Rory Hartong-Redden. You can find us as a podcast on iTunes, and for more information about the program and the artists we've featured, and for streaming versions of all previous episodes, you can visit us at relevanttones.com. Relevant Tones is made possible in part by the generous support of GCM Grosvenor, the Aaron Copland Fund for Music, the Amphion Foundation, and the listener supporters of the WFMT Fine Arts Circle. This project is supported in part by an award from the National Endowment for the Arts, Art Works. I'm Seth Bosted, and this is the WFMT Radio Network.